8 minutes to 6 o'clock. Now, getting a good internet connection in more rural areas of Lancashire is a bit of a challenge, to put it mildly. But cometh the hour, cometh the woman, it says here. I wrote it. Chris Conder, self-styled farmer's wife and internet guru, has been campaigning for better access for rural areas to broadband. And she laid the first rural fibre at her farm in 2009. And that gave her the internet access she wasn't able to get elsewhere. And she's now part of a group that's been nominated for an Internet Hero Award. And she's talking to me from her rural idyll in North Lancs. I was going to say via broadband connection, but we can't, and that's our fault. Apologies, Chris. Chris.
It's okay, don't worry.
Tell us, first of all, just briefly about the kind of journey you had. In 2009, what did you do?
Well, I had a very good wireless internet connection from the community network that we run in the valley, but my neighbours couldn't get it because the trees kept growing and it kept blocking the signal. So we ran a kilometre of fibre from my farm to their properties and lit the first rural fibre to the home in the UK.
Now, since then, you've kind of formalised this, and you've got a group. Tell me about, well, you call it Barn, don't you? Tell me about that.
Barn, yes, Broadband for the Rural North. It's a group of 8 parishes who wanted to get an internet connection and couldn't, and we've all started working together. And we've got a super-duper network designer who actually lives in Cuomo, one of the parishes, Barry Ford. He's designed this network, and amongst the community, we have all the skills we need to build this network. We've got the farmers who know how to dig, and we've got technicians, we've got lawyers, we've got accountants, and the skills are coming from within the community, and the people are building their own network. They're brilliant.
Now, this isn't just so that they can watch iPlayer, which, although it's a great thing to have in your house, it's more important than that, isn't it? This is just like living and doing your business and ordering stuff for your farm.
Exactly, yeah. Everybody needs an internet connection these days. I mean, for e-health education, the kids need it for their work. The university students won't come home because they can't get a connection to carry on the work and the social life online, so they don't want to come home. Mm. So we want to keep the youngsters living and working and keep our villages alive.
So you've obviously, you've pulled together, well, say you, a group of you have all got together to do this Barn organisation. You've been nominated for an award, though, for this work.
Oh, yeah, the ISPAs, Internet Service Providers Award, yeah. It's really good because this is a real honour for Lancashire, for, you know, a small rural community to be nominated for a national award. It's mega. So we're in the finals. There's 5 people being nominated. William Hague's one of them. So I don't know whether we'll win, but just being nominated is honour enough. We're really chuffed about it.
And what's the award that you're up for?
It's the Internet Hero.
Internet Hero Award.
Internet Hero Award. There's heroes and there's villains. But, I mean, it's a serious event. There's all sorts of awards that evening. But for a bit of fun as well, they also do the heroes and villains. And so we've been nominated for an Internet Heroes Award.
You do this in rather a different way, don't you? This isn't, you know, you kind of, I don't know if you get grants or whatever, but you're trying to fund this and do this totally within your community, aren't you?
We are, because we couldn't get a grant. We've not been eligible for any grants. We're still trying to get grants and soft loans or help from somewhere.
Yeah.
But so we decided we would just raise the money from the community, and we've raised enough to build the core of our network. Not the whole of it, just the core. Mm. So we're still after money, and we're still, you know, letting people buy shares. So they buy shares and they get a free connection. And then in a few years they get the money back if we can make enough money to give it them back.
Brilliant. But, how do people, if they're up in your neck of the woods, how do people get hold of you? Whereabouts are you on the internet?
It's b4rn.org.uk. So it looks like Barn, but it's a 4 instead
of
an 4. A. And it's .org.uk. We're also doing Sponsor a Meter, so you can sponsor us with PayPal or a credit card for a fiver and get your name written on a meter of ducting, and it's photographed and put on the internet as it's buried.
Excellent stuff. I love what you're doing there, Chris. Thanks
Thank
for talking
you.
To us this afternoon.
Wish us luck.
Oh, I certainly do. I hope we talk after you've won, eh? Let's do that with a bit of luck.
That would be good. Wouldn't it be nice if we won? But never mind. It's nice to be nominated.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. That's Chris Conder, who is, big in those broadband parts, as they say, in the rural areas of Lancashire. And she's brought together a whole group of people around her there to deliver broadband to people that just can't get it.